our feature presentation.
Right about now, you're about to be possessed.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
It's time.
Put your hands together, welcome.
The best DJ in the world.
And you know this,
yeah,
man.
It's time, we're gonna go back.
This DJ kicks ass.
Yeah, he kicks it. He kicks
it. Me kick it.
Kicking the old school and dropping the fat beat.
Now, here comes the music.
One way it's back here. Push.
You're listening to The Time Tunnel with Chase Carson on 91.5 WMFO Medford.
Some more on your mark, get set, go.
The station with the
best music.
Best music.
I love the music.
Best music.
And it's on your freeform station, 91.5 WMFO Medford.
Just a touch.
91.5 WMFO 1012 on your Friday night. Good evening. And you are in tune to the Time Tunnel with Chase Carson, where we bring you the best of classic soul, R&B, and dance from back in the day. We call it grown folk music, and you can only get it right here between the hours of 10 and 12 every Friday night at 91.5 WMFO Medford. I get some special guest stars in here. I get special guest stars here, all right? We're going to talk to them in a couple minutes.
Thank you.
91.5 WMFO, whatever, Monster Dance Floor Classic from back in the day, Patrice Rushen and Forget Me Nots. Really big show for you lined up here tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Very big show. The mayor of Medford is right here in my studio right now. The mayor of Medford's here. Also, we have the director of the DJ Stand the Man movie, Matt Fisher, and also another special guest who just joined me recently out of prison. We're going to speak to them too. All three of those guys are going to come up on the other side of Thelma, Houston, on the 91.5 Time Tunnel with Chase Carson. Actually, he didn't just get out of jail. He's been out for about a month. 91.5 WMFO. That is the jam. Anita Howard and Adina Howard. I'm sorry. Did I say Anita? And a Freak Like Me. Ha! You can relate to that, right? In case you know. What is he doing over there? All right, ladies and gentlemen, like I said before, we got some special guests in the studio. I am so excited. I can't stand up right now. Ladies and gentlemen, please, I'm going to introduce him from my left to my right. Please put your hands together for the mayor of Medford. Ladies and gentlemen, Frankie McCombs in the house. Ladies and gentlemen! Woo! Frankie!
All right. All right. Having a great time here, Chase. The time tunnel is really rocking it tonight.
Right? We are doing it tonight. That's how true. We do it every night. Frankie, how you doing, man?
Very good. I'm doing excellent.
It's good to see you, man.
Nice to see you. It's been a while.
It's been a long time since we run in. Yeah, the last time was the... was it? I saw you before after the premiere, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we ran in one time, 2000. Okay.
I was here about 6 months ago, 5 months ago.
Well, you look good. You look all tanned up and like you've been traveling the world.
Yeah, traveling the Maine. Whipped the Maine for about a week. Then came back. Then went down the Cape. And just going down the islands, things like that, you know?
All right, cool. You look good. You look good, Frank. We're going to talk about some stuff. I know you got some stuff that you got a lot of stuff going on, and we're going to get into that. But let me introduce my next criminal.
Okay.
to his left and right across from me, ladies and gentlemen, the director of the movie DJ Stan the Man and all around known felon. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands up for Matt Fisher, ladies and gentlemen. Matt Fisher.
All right. All
right. What's up, man?
What's going on?
How you doing?
Good, how you doing?
I'm doing good, man. I saw you a couple weeks ago. Was it a couple weeks ago, a month ago, when you came down and we talked about, what did we talk about? We talked about the movie and we talked about the premiere of the Insomniac. You came and pushed the premiere of that.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll talk about that. We'll talk about that, too, because I know that went well. I saw it on Facebook. Oh, yeah. You had a good showing?
Yep.
All right, awesome. All right, we're going to get into that on all that stuff, too. All right, ladies and gentlemen, last but not least, straight out of MCI Concord, reformed, rehabbed, just took his ankle bracelet off as I spoke this morning to get him up here. Please put your hands together for another co-star associate from the movie DJ Stan the Man, gaff assisted, microphone holder, light holder, equipment fixer. What else can we say?
Wedding guest.
He was your assistant, which is probably the worst.
He was my assistant.
Worst gig on the job.
That's probably what. It was. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for Noel Watson, ladies and gentlemen. Noel Watson.
All right. All right.
I'm sorry, man. Just stand, move a little closer to the speaker. Make believe it's a.
How you doing?
Good. How you doing, man?
Don't forget Resident Sleeper.
Resident Sleeper. That's right. Resident Sleeper. I forgot about that. Resident Sleeper. Hey, man, it's good to see you, man. I haven't seen you because you've been incarcerated. Haven't seen you in a long time.
Yeah, I know. It hasn't been long enough.
Okay, we're going to talk about your prison experiences. We'll come back and talk about some things like that, because like they say, there's nothing like unexpected sex. unless you're in prison. I'm just kidding, ladies and gentlemen. No, was not. He was not in prison.
Yep, just swing by about 9.
He did the home work release program. But, we're going to talk to these guys. A lot of good stuff coming up. Some music coming up. We're going to also have the Humphrey Report. Where am I? I'm over here. Okay. We're going to have the Humphrey Report coming up at 11:30, and we're going to get to these guys' business. So keep away. You got it. Hey, if you want to get us, we have a new number. Hey, I got the new number. Did you see that? There's a new number up there. See the number? That's a brand new number. Yeah, the local number. 855-915-9636. 855-915-9636. Call us up. Give a request. Or you can also jump in on the Facebook Live Party, which is going on right now. Big shout out to my Facebook peeps. What's up? Guys, I'm on Facebook. See that? I'm on Facebook. Shout out to my Facebook friends.
All right.
You listen to the Time Tunnel with Chase Carson on 91.5 WMFO Medford, Boston. You guys sticking around, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All right, cool.
Regulators. You regulate any stealing of his property. We're damn good, too. But you can't be any geek off the street. Gotta be handy with the steal, if you know what I mean. Earn your keep.
Regulators! Mount up. It was a clear black night, a clear white moon. Warren G was on the streets, trying to consume some skirts for the E, so I could get some phones. Rolling in my ride, chilling all alone.
Just hit the east side of the LBC, on a mission trying to find Mr. Warren G. Seen a car full of girls, ain't no need to tweak. All of you skirts know what's up with 213.
So I hooked a left on 21 and Lewis, some brothers shooting dice, so I said, let's do this. I jumped out the rock and said, what's up? Some brothers pulled some gas, so I said, I'm stuck.
Since these girls peeping me, I'm gonna glide and swerve. These hookers looking so hard, they straight hit the curve. Want to bigger, better things than some horny tricks. I see my homie and some suckers all in his mix.
I'm getting jacked, I'm breaking myself.
I can't believe they taking Warren's wealth. They took my rings, they took my Rolex. I looked at the brother, said, damn, what's next?
They got my homie hemmed up and they all around. Can't none of them see him if they going straight pound for pound. They wanna come up real quick before they start to clown. I best pull out my strap and lay them busters down.
They got guns to my head, I think I'm going down. I can't believe it's happening in my own town.
If I had wings, I would fly. Let me contemplate. I glance in the cut and I see my homie Nate.
16 in the clip and one in the hole. Nate Dogg is about to make somebody's turn cold. Now they dropping and yelling, it's a tad bit late. Nate Dogg and Warren G had to regulate. Explode. Now I'm switching my mind back into freak mode. If you won't skirt, sit back and observe. I just left a gang of those over there on the curb.
Now they got the freaks and that's a known fact. Before I got jacked, I was on the same track. Back up, cause it's on N-A-T-E and me, the woman to the G.
Just like I thought, they were in the same spot, in need of some desperate help. The Nate Dogg and the G-Child were in need of something else. One of them names was sexy as hell. I said, ooh, I like your size. She said, my chords broke down and just sing real nice. Would you let me ride? I got a car full of girls and it's going real swell. The next stop is the East Side Motel.
G-Funk, step to this, I dare ya. Funk, on a whole new level.
The rhythm is the bass. Whoa. And the bass is the treble.
Chords, strings, we brings melody. G-Funk,
where rhythm is life, and life is rhythm. If you know like I know, you don't wanna step to this. It's the G-Funk era, funked out with a gangster twist. You smoke like I smoke, then you high like every day. And if your ass is a buster, 213 will wake you late.
I never let the mic magnetize me no more, but it's biting me, inviting me to rhyme. I can't hold it back, I'm looking for the line. Taking off my coat, clearing my throat. The rhyme will be kicking in till I hit my last note. My mind remains a fine, all kind of idea. Self-esteem makes it seem like a thought took years to build. But still say a rhyme after the next one. Prepared, never scared, I'll just press one. And you know that I'm the soloist, so Eric B, make a clap to this. I don't bug out of chill or be acting ill. No tricks in 86, it's time to build. Eric, be easy on the cut, no mistakes allowed. Cause to me, MC means move the crowd. I made it easy to dance to this. But can you detect what's coming next from the flex of the wrist? Saying D, then I proceed, cause my man made a mix. If you bleed, he won't be no band-aid to fix his fingertips. So I'm rhyming till there's no rhymes left. I hurry up because the cut will make him bleed to death. But he's kicking it, plus it ain't no half-stepping. The party is live, the rhyme can't be kept inside of me. Erupting just like a volcano. It ain't the everyday style or the same old rhyme, cause I'm better than the rest of them. Every B is on the cut and my name is Rakim. Go get a girl and get soft and warm. Don't get excited, you've been invited to a quiet storm. But now it's out of hand, cause you told me you hate me. And then you asked, what have I done lately? First you said, all you want is love and affection. Let me be your angel and I'll be your protection. Take you out, buy you all kinds of things. I must have got you too hot and burned off your wings. You call the attitude, you need food to eat up. I'm scheming like I'm dreaming on the couch with my feet up. You scream, I'm lazy, you must be crazy. Thought I was a donut, you tried to glaze me.
All that I
WMFO, Michael Jackson in A Pretty Young Thing. Going out to my girl Tiff, checking us out in Wareham. Hey, big shout out to my Facebook people that are checking me out. I've been here for, like I said, 3 weeks. Had a little 3-week hiatus, so this is my first week back, and folks are coming out, listening to the show, having a great time. So anyway, I'm sitting here with the unofficial, unregistered mayor of Medford, my man Frankie Amagamo, the director of the movie, DJ Stan the Man, and all-around nice guy, Matt Fisher, and of course, my man, Noel, who's making these bracelets. I just showed some folks. You should see these. I'm gonna show you again on Facebook Live. But he's making these bracelets here. They're pretty cool. I had a thin blue line made up to, for tribute for the men in blue out there doing their things. By the way, you guys doing that thing out there tonight? Be careful, right? Go home safe. Hey, Frank, let's talk to you, man. What's going on, man?
Hey, how you doing?
I know. You always get on Facebook. You always doing. I always see you doing something. You got to be one of the busiest guys around here in the local theater.
Yeah.
Now, since the last time I saw you, I knew you did a couple movies.
Oh yeah, I did. Definitely worked in a few movies. Daddy's Home 2, I worked, and now we filmed it here in Cambridge in a bowling alley.
Okay.
It was a long day, nice part. You know, it was a good job. You know, it was funny. Will Ferrell's in it. John Lithgow,
okay.
Mel Gibson's in it.
Mel Gibson.
Mark Wahlberg.
Oh yeah, Mark.
A lot of big stars in it, and so we worked with them, and then I worked in that movie, and then I worked another one at Fenway Park, that was with Paul Giamatti and Paul Rudd. It was called Catcher is a Spy. It was filmed in 1936. It was a period piece.
Okay.
It was a baseball player. His name was Mo Berg. He was a spy. He played for the Red Sox and the White Sox. And it's a big, good story. There's a book out on it. And that's going to be coming out, I think, in December.
Where'd you guys film that?
We filmed right in Fenway Park.
Oh, okay.
It was excellent. It was a great day.
Was that the piece, the one you were telling me about where you guys had to dress up in the 30s?
Yeah, exactly.
The retro stuff?
Yep.
We did
some commercials and some print work recently.
Okay.
And down in Connecticut and then a couple of them in Massachusetts.
Okay.
So I've been staying busy with that stuff. So on vacation for a couple of weeks up in Maine and in the Cape and things like that. So
hey, congratulations on the Imagine article. Frankie just brought me a copy of the. Matter of fact, you can sign that for your leave.
Yeah.
Frank was on the cover of Imagine magazine. They did an article on us. Was it last year or the year?
Oh no, a couple of months ago, few months ago.
No, the article that they did for us.
For us.
DJ Stand the Man. They did one for us a year. Was that
a year?
Ago?
A year and a
they
half
did
ago?
One promoting the premiere. Right?
Premiere, right? Yeah, that's what
did.
It was.
Yeah. I think a couple of times. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think a year and a half with the last one.
Did they promote Belmont too?
Yeah, they did Belmont.
They did Belmont too, yeah.
Belmont was the last time.
Yep, they did Belmont.
Yeah, Carol Patton. We had a good time doing that. I think we're going to get written up again in the future. So
awesome. Maybe we'll do it when we get the DVD sales out.
As soon as Matt gets, he's working on getting some festivals, so we'll be all right.
We're going to be fine. Yeah. What's going on with you, brother? I know you had the screening of the premiere of Insomnia, which I'm sorry I couldn't make. I was bailing Noel out.
I know everybody was looking for you.
I heard it was good. I saw it on Facebook. I heard a lot of people talking about it. There's a buzz going on.
Yeah, it's a good thing.
Rick Chandler stars in that, correct?
Yeah, he does. He stars in it. Ray Booten also. And your friend Alexander Hawk.
Alexander Hawk.
Sabrina Dennison in there from Santa Sangre.
Santa Sangre.
Those are like cameo.
Oh, okay, okay.
A 1989 art house film.
Okay. All right. 89 art house, okay.
You got to see it. It's a cool movie.
All right.
I'll show it to you. I'll let you borrow it so you can keep it.
All right, cool. Nice. That's you know what that is. That's just another hack. That's another stick. I'm gonna find that damn movie. I'm gonna find it. That's somewhere. I gotta find it.
CDs too.
Yeah, I gotta find the CDs too. Yeah.
And the money.
and the drugs. Everything else.
And the guns.
Noel Watson, what's going on, man? Noel Watson in the house. I was over at Noel's house this afternoon. We had a cookout this afternoon. He made some hockey pucks. He called hamburgers, and we had some hot dogs. It was a good time. We had a very enjoyable afternoon. And we over the other night. When did we watch the movie? The first time I saw it, we were over at Noel's house, and we watched the movie. DJ Stan the Man.
Yeah, beautiful.
And it's the first time I've seen it since the preview.
I think that was like Wednesday.
That was Wednesday night. I think we watched it. Yeah,
beautiful.
And. He was laughing. He's laughing his ass off.
He did a good job. It was funny.
And seeing it again, you remember, certain things that happened during it when we were filming it.
Yeah.
And of course, your favorite part was, of course, shoving the oatmeal up my nostrils
and
almost every orifice on me, in that scene. But
what oatmeal are we talking about?
Remember the throw up scene there? When we had to use the oatmeal to simulate the throw up.
Yeah.
We shot that in the bedroom. It was 95 degrees out there. I was sweating my bag off.
Yeah, I remember.
And he's like, "Oh, no, I'm almost done. Almost done." Okay, just get
no, I was getting my sticks in.
You did get your sticks in. So what have you been doing now since you've been out?
Living.
Okay.
Working.
Working, living.
Raising kids.
Raising, that's right, raising kids. You know, move
feeding
a little bit.
Feeding you hockey pucks.
Man, you left those on just a little too much. Just a little too much.
See, you should have had a second one because it was only yours.
Don't go over this, fella. Hey, speaking of cooking, Frank, we got to get something going here.
Oh,
I mean, I haven't had anything. Yeah, we haven't had any meatballs or anything in a while.
We'll have to get together.
We haven't been around.
Friday night, we'll come up and I'll make some. I'll take them over.
Take them over. All right.
Unless we go out, you know.
We got to go see Nikki, too.
Oh, yeah.
I was in there about a month ago. And I saw him. Yep. He said, how's Frank? I said, I haven't seen him because, you know, it was back and forth through the truck and stuff. But he said, we got to stop him.
I was in there about 2 weeks ago, yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, listen, we're going to continue on with the music, and we're going to get back. I want to get into some of the logistics that we're talking about as far as the CD stuff coming up at the end of the year.
DVD,
I'm sorry. Yeah.
Cool.
So we'll talk about that when we come back. And just hanging out, right?
Oh, beautiful.
All right, this is the Time Tunnel with Chase Carson on 91.5. We bring the best of classic soul, R&B, and dance from back in the day. We call it old folk, grown folk music, and you can only get it right here between the hours of 10 p.m. and 12 midnight every Friday night. So thanks for hanging out with me. Oh, wait a minute, I want that one. I just played that, didn't I?
Yep.
Yeah, we don't play it. I don't want to play that one. This is the one I want right here. Hold on. We're very professional here. Very professional. It's a professional show. We're very, very professional here. All right, that's the one I want right there.
Natural.
Shut up. 91.5.
Circles go round and round. It may be hard to believe, but people just like you are already saving money. FeedThePig.org makes it easy. Their simple savings plan teaches you how to start saving without going overboard. So you don't need to ditch the car and start rollerblading to work.
I look ridiculous.
You look ridiculous!
You don't need to start foraging wild berries.
I was skeptical, but these are actually pretty good.
You don't need to sell your organs on the black market.
Lie back. This is gonna hurt.
Yeah, that hurts.
You don't need to rent out your apartment to drifters.
I made a fire with the wood in your bedroom.
That's my dresser!
And your closet door.
You just need an internet connection. Don't get left behind. Start your personal savings plan with the tips and tools on feedthepig.org. That way, you don't need to sell all your belongings and live in a commune.
These dungarees belong to all of us now, Tom.
Brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
I'm Simon Cowell for PETA. Far be it from me to be critical, but I find it really appalling that this year thousands of dogs will die of heat stroke inside parked cars. There people thought that that little errand would only take a minute, or it wasn't that hot. But delays happen, and temperatures inside a car quickly rise in summer, even when the window's cracked. Never, ever leave your dog inside a parked car. Your dog idolizes you. In warm weather, keep him safe at home.
For more information, visit PETA.org.
We hope you're enjoying the music. Your freeform station, WMFO.org.
Last night a DJ saved my life. Last night a DJ saved my life, yeah. 'Cause I was sitting there bored to death. And in just one breath he said, you gotta get up, you gotta get off, you gotta get down, girl. You know you drive me crazy, baby. You've got to turn into another man. Called you on the phone, no one's home. Baby, why leave me all alone? And if it wasn't for the music, I don't know what I'd do. Last night a DJ saved my life. Last night a DJ saved my life from a broken heart. Last night a DJ saved my life. Last night a DJ saved my life with a song. You know I hopped into my car. Didn't get very far, no. Before I had you on my mind, why be so unkind? You've got your women all around this town. But I was trapped in love with you, and I didn't know what to do. Turned on my radio, found out all I needed to know. Check it out. Last night a DJ saved my life. Last night a DJ saved my life from a broken heart. Last night